welcome. My name is the Reverend Trevor Young. I'm the Senior Minister here at Abbotsford Anglican Church. Today we continue our little sermon series, well, not so little really, through the letter of Paul to the church in Rome. And our sermon series is being titled Righteousness Revealed. And we're now up to chapter 11 of our sermon series. It's been a long climb, and we trust that you've enjoyed this sermon series. So turn with me in your Bibles to Romans chapter 11, and let me pray as you do so. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, the Bible. We thank you that you speak to us through your word, the Bible. Help me now to teach your word correctly, and may we experience your spirit guiding us into truth. And we ask this in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. The title of today's sermon in the series is What of Those Who Call Themselves Jews? And it falls into Paul's three chapters, 9, 10 and 11, when he's talking about his family, his people, the Jews, and he's wondering where they fit into God's big plan of salvation. In the church property where I was previously the rector, there are a number of large trees. All provide welcome shade from the heat in spring and summer and filtered light in the months of autumn and winter. Their roots range extensively across the church lawn and under the church, a headache for the wardens. And at points along the other side, some break the surface of the ground and have been a trip hazard. They even reach into the front of the backyard of the rectory next door. They are quite an extensive and impressive trees. Family trees can be extensive and impressive too. Some of us can trace the roots of our family tree back hundreds of years, spotting along the way some people that may surprise us. The further we go back in our family tree, the deeper and broader our sense of belonging to a wider family becomes, and greater our appreciation as to who we are and where we have come from. Knowing our family roots can be quite useful in this way. Christians belong to God's family, and our family roots go a long way back. In Romans chapter 11, the Apostle Paul traces these roots. He shows us where we have come from, who's in our family, and how we have come to belong. Like the roots of a large tree, God's spiritual family roots reach back to Jesus and beyond, to our Jewish ancestry, all the way back to faithful Father Abraham. We belong to a big family. But sometimes the Christian feels like they don't belong to a big family. Their church may be small and of no perceived importance in the community. They very rarely see new people dropping in, let alone staying and joining. As they observe, listen in, and engage with the world, they feel like aliens in a lost and confused world that sees no relevance of the help and value of living life God's way as we can. And it's discouraging. We ask ourselves, am I the only one in God's family? Has God rejected his people and saved only me? No, God's family is much bigger than just you and me. Much larger than what we might feel. Thinking of his own people, the Jews, Paul asks the same question in verse 1. Look there with me. Has God rejected his people? He asks. Has God rejected the Jews? His answer is, by no means. And pointing to himself, he reminds his readers, verse 2, that he himself is a Jew who has become a Christian. God had not rejected him. God had had mercy on him and chosen him and many other faithful Jews too at the time. Jews like the disciples Jesus chose, and amongst those very people Paul was writing to in Rome. What an encouragement that must have been for them to hear that. But feelings like this are nothing new. Taking us back in our family tree, Paul reminds his readers and us of the prophet Elijah. Look there at verses 2 and to 5. There was a time when the majority of Jews had rejected God. Elijah thought he was the only one in God's family. God revealed to Elijah that even though he couldn't see them, there were still 7,000 other faithful Jews like himself whom God had not rejected, Jews who remained faithful to God and belonged to his family. So too, at the time when Paul wrote his letter, there were Jews and will be Jews whom God had not rejected, Jews who would remain faithful to God and belong to his family, Jews like himself, the other apostles, and the Jews in Rome and throughout the whole world who had accepted Jesus as their Messiah. They, with them, were part of a remnant amongst the Jews, chosen by grace to be saved in Christ. Verse 5. This is how it's always been through all of history, even to our present day, until Christ returns. From amongst the Jews, there is a faithful remnant chosen by grace to be saved. A faithful remnant of Jews who belong to God's family, who have turned to Christ or will turn to Christ. They are branches of the stump of an olive tree, verses 13 to 24, whose family roots go way back to Abraham and the patriarchs, Genesis 12, 1 to 4. Even though we can't see them, to know who they are, we should never think that Jews are beyond joining God's family. Verse 11. We should never stop reaching out to Jews with the gospel. We should pray for their awakening, their seeing, realizing, and welcoming of Jesus as their Messiah. And when they do, treat them as we would ourselves and celebrate with them. Verse 12. Remember, we Gentile Christians, non-Jewish Christians, are the ones, not them, who are branches that have been grafted into the olive tree, to God's family. And we should not be dismayed when the many Jews don't. God is using us Gentile Christians to prompt them to envy. So for some with us in his good timing and according to his good purposes might be saved through the message of the gospel. I take it that's what verses 11 to 15 and 28 to 32 are talking about. In chapters 9 to 11, Paul has written of the plan and purpose for Jews in God's salvation of mankind. He's done so drawing on their past, emphasizing the mercy of God, promoting humility, gratitude, and unity between all Christians, both Gentile and Jewish, to the glory of God. The olive tree metaphor and grafting in and cutting off of branches is confusing. It's a description, however, of God's big family, whose roots go back to Jesus and beyond to the patriarchs and God's covenant promises. God has made up his family of both faithful Jews and Gentiles. Those we read of in the Old Testament, the New Testament, and who make up the church from then to now until Christ returns. It's a gift to belong to God's family. We belong because of the person and work of Jesus Christ, retrospectively by faith for those before and forwarded to those afterwards. God could have chosen not to have had mercy on us, verses 28 to 32, but he hasn't. Though saved and safe, we should never take that for granted. One day, on Christ's return, we will all know then who is in God's big family. What a day of celebration and worship that will be, worth persevering and waiting for. God's family is much bigger than just you and me, much larger than what we might feel. Like the roots of a large tree, our family roots reach back to Jesus and beyond, to our Jewish ancestry, all the way back to faithful Father Abraham. We belong to a big family. And my song, and I'm thinking of that song, Father Abraham had many sons and daughters, many sons and daughters Father Abraham had. You might know that song and start singing it. Yes, we belong to a big family, God's family, both Jew and Gentile Christians, with each other by Christ and in Christ and through Christ. The true and perfect Israel. In this way, all Israel will be saved. Verse 26. Has God rejected his people? Will God reject his people? By no means. God has bound everyone over to disobedience so that he may have mercy on them all. Oh, the depths of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord? Who has been his counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay them? For from him and through him and for him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. Let me pray. Merciful God, you have made all people, and you hate nothing that you have made. Nor do you desire the death of a sinner, but rather that they should be converted and live. Have mercy on your ancient people, the Jews, and all who do not know you, or have denied the faith of Christ crucified. Take from them all ignorance, hardness of heart, and contempt of your word, and bring them home to your fold, blessed Lord, so that they may become one flock under one shepherd, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you.